Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nighthawk Gold Corp, traded on the TSX under the symbol NHK and on the OTCQX under the symbol MIMZF. Chad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Kayvon Salehi. Now, Kayvon, before we get into covering some of the recent drill results and the large drill program that the company has underway at the Indian Lake Gold property in Northwest Territories, I want you just to bring everyone up to speed in a general sense. If we have some listeners that are listening to this interview and don't know really anything about Nighthawk, please give us a general overview. What is Nighthawk all about and what is the corporate strategy here?
Sure. So Nighthawk is a Canadian-based exploration company looking for gold in the Indian Lake Gold property, as you mentioned. Our property sits about a couple of hundred kilometers north of Yellowknife, referred to as the Indian Lake Gold Camp. We currently have a global resource base of just around 3 million ounces of gold. A large part of that is an indicated resource. The company's been around for a long time, I'd say over 10 years or so. And in the past 10 years, the company's always done, you know, small exploration programs of anywhere from 15, 25,000 meters a year. When I took over the seat as CEO in January of this year, one of the things we wanted to do was, first of all, we wanted to increase and aggressively explore our entire property. So we proposed a two-year, 200,000-meter drill program, which we started late March of this year when we opened up our camp. But more importantly, we wanted to change our strategy and focus and start looking at the entire property as opposed to what the company had been doing over the past decade or so, where they were drilling the core asset, Colomac, in the last few years, they started drilling Colomac at depth. So that was one big change in strategy and focus for us, is that we wanted to start looking at the entire property and focusing on looking for near surface, higher grade, open pit type of resources. And we think that we have plenty of targets, not just at Colomac, but across the entire property that enable us to grow our open pit resources dramatically over the next 2 years. So that's really been the big change and shift for us in focus starting at the start of this year.
All right, let's dive into this drill program that is underway. I know through prior interviews, the company has 200,000 meters planned over this about two-year period, starting this year, 2021. Take us through where you are, what stage of the drill program you're at, and again, that balance between expanding unknown resources and also testing some of these new targets that the company has generated.
Sure. So as I was saying before, if you look at the history of the company, a lot of the drilling was being done in a, 2, 3, 4 kilometer radius around the core asset, Colomac. When we came in, between myself and our new vice president of exploration, we looked at the entire property and we very quickly identified there were a lot of targets that had either been drilled or identified, but never really followed up on with any more drilling over the past decade or so. So we very quickly saw an opportunity to kind of start looking at this thing in a bird's eye view type of approach. And we set out a bunch of targets and we started prioritizing them in terms of how we could grow our near surface open pit resources and also improve the grade. We were looking for higher grade mineralization across the entire property. So some of those targets are like the JPKs, Andy Lake, Lori Lake, Kim Cass that we can talk about a little bit later. So those are some of the targets that we put in front of us for at least phase one of our exploration program, which consisted of close to 40, 45,000 meters of drilling. Currently, we're in transition between phase one and phase two. So a large part of the phase one program and all the targets that we wanted to test out has been completed. Right now, we're kind of getting into what I call the crunch time so that, we've tested out some of these satellite targets and we're still getting a lot of results and assays back from those satellite targets like JPK, Andy Lake, Lori Lake. But we're now kind of keying in and focusing in on areas that are going to help us substantially grow our mineral resource estimate when we come out at the end of the year with that estimate, focusing on near surface open pit mineralization. So that would be some of the areas around the Colomac Center, Grizzly Bear, Goldcrest, Colomac Main Trend to the north and south, 24, 27, Kim Cass, And also Fishhook. Fishhook is another area that, you know, there was some drilling in the past, higher grade mineralization, a little bit further away from our core asset, Colomac, to the south, about 25, 30 kilometers. But with the grades that we've seen there, with all the drilling and the intersects that were done in the past, we saw that also as an opportunity to kind of increase our open pit resources and also improve the grade substantially. So those are the targets that we're going to be focusing in on in the second half of the year in our phase two, in the second phase of our 2021 exploration programs.
Well, recently on August 3rd, you put out some news on some of the drill results at your CAS project, and there were some higher grade intercepts in there. I know some of these are non-compliant historical resources that you're drilling to verify, but those are some encouraging results. So could you talk to us a bit more in detail about this recent drilling at CAS?
A great question. Kim CAS is something that it's one of those targets that at the start of the year between myself and Richard, we identified fairly quickly. As you mentioned, there is a non-compliant historical resource there, about 200,000 ounces at a higher grade. So we saw that as a great opportunity. A lot of that drilling was done near surface, down to 100, at most 120 meters vertically. So we see a lot of opportunity at Kim CAS, not just to expand mineralization laterally, but also vertically at depth. You know, with the grades that we're seeing between Colomac, Fishhook, all these properties that we're seeing, at about 2 to 2.5 gram per ton near surface open pit resources, these pits can go down to anywhere from 350 to 500 meters of depth, depending on the strip ratio. So, and in this gold price environment. So we see a lot of opportunity for Kim CAS. That's something that we wanted to do an option on very early on. We saw it as a great opportunity to, you know, expand resources and also improve the grade. The results that you would have seen from CAS, obviously being a non-compliant historical resource, we needed to do some validating work. This is an area where I thought the market perhaps missed the mark on this. They thought that we were kind of twinning a drill hole that was done in the past. That is not the case at all. Obviously, we had to do some validation of the previous data, but those drill holes, as I said before, they were drilled down to 100 meters at depth. So what we did was we drilled a deeper hole down to about a couple of hundred meters, right in the center of gravity of the CAS property. And that's where we saw some of the results that we published recently, 6.92 gram over 51 meters and another 11 gram, which consisted of 11 grams over almost 20 meters. So when you see those kind of intersects, in a zone or a, you know, deposit, that's very encouraging. Nothing suggests that these things stop at depth. So we think that not only is there potential for expanding resources for open pit, but there's a potential for the underground part of this as well, just given those intersects and the kind of grades that we think we can get out of a potential resource down the road. So Kim CAS is a top priority target for us, not just this year, but also well into the future, definitely in 2022. And beyond. So we're very excited about that. And there will be more results coming out of CAS and eventually Kim, because we've already started drilling that in the second phase of our program. One other target I'll mention, and if you look at the Kim CAS on a map, there's another target that we've identified between Kim and CAS. For now, we're calling it Kim South. Hopefully we'll have a better name for it if it pans out to be something significant. Obviously, we still have to drill it and test it, but we're liking the rocks that we're seeing there so far. So that's another area that I think, investors and our followers should keep an eye on for sure.
Okay, Vaughn, could you also remind listeners just how far away the Kim CAS projects are from Colomac? And you'd also mentioned Kim South there as another potential area of interest. So are there any other potential targets to be developed between these projects and how these may all complement each other?
Sure. So Kim CAS is about 10 to 15 kilometers southwest of our core asset, Colomac. The Kim South property is basically sitting along trend between the Kim property and the CAS. So on average, I would say anywhere from 12.5-13 kilometers southwest of our Colomac center. I just want to remind everybody that, you know, one of the main concept that we're playing with respect to what we want to achieve over the next 2.5 years and eventually come up with a preliminary economic assessment for the Indian Lake Gold Camp is that we think that there are lots of tons. Obviously, most of our global resource base currently sits at the Colomac Center. So we have, you know, just around 3 million ounces, a million ounces of open pit, an additional 2 million ounces of underground at Colomac. We think that's going to be the center of gravity or the epicenter of most of the work that takes place. But the concept that we're playing with is how do we make that project even more profitable, more economical, right? So we're looking for some of these satellite targets anywhere from 15, 24, 25 kilometer radius around Colomac at higher grade that eventually feed into a central processing facility when we start thinking about mining concepts or a PEA of some sort. So that's kind of the concept that we're playing.
Kevin, can you give us a little bit more insights on the overall size potential of some of your key targets through either surface work or drilling? Just how big are some of these targets?
Look, that's a great question. That's a bit harder to answer right now. We obviously have like some ranges for some of these targets that we play with. But it's still fairly early. For some of these satellite targets that you're referring to, like for example, like when we talk about JPK, Andy Lake, Glory Lake, some of these targets didn't have any drilling on. And we just wanted to, in the first half of the year, we just wanted to do some drilling and test out some of these things. We're still getting a lot of assays and results back. We still have to do a lot more work on these. It's really hard to pinpoint that. I mean, look, I think there is potential to find something of real size and scale within our close to 1,000 square kilometer property. So that's obviously one of the things that we are excited about and we look forward to. But a lot more work has to be done before we can actually start talking about what size and the numbers and total ounces that could come out of some of these targets. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, well, just refocusing on the overall company strategy with the big drill program, you've completed your phase one drilling at this point, and you've learned where you want to set the drills for phase two. What should investors be looking for as you move into this second ongoing phase of drilling, and what targets should people keep their eye on as you move forward with the company strategy?
Sure. So as I said before, we set out at the start of the year to more than double the drilling that had been done in any given year previous to COVID-19. So that's a target that was important to all of us. We were looking at doing anywhere from 70 to 80,000 meters of drilling this year. We will definitely hit that mark. Like I said before, we're now close to 50,000 meters of drilling that has been completed this year. We're still getting a lot of assays and results back, as I said. There has been some delays as a result of COVID-19 with some of these labs, but our partners and our vendors are doing the best they can. In phase one, what we wanted to do is we wanted to look at some of our key and top priority targets that were going to help us improve resources. But something that I have also mentioned before is that we also wanted to make sure that we hit some of these satellite targets that could kind of build up our project pipeline over the next 2-3 years, like the JPKs, Andy Lakes, Glory Lakes, and also looking for some new discoveries. JPK, if results come back positive, that would be a discovery for us. Now, we're still waiting for results back, and we don't know. We like the rocks that we see there, but we'll see. So those are some of the things that we wanted to focus on in the first phase of our program this year. We are now we've kind of transitioned to phase two, and right now we're drilling our top three, two, three targets that are going to help us improve and significantly grow our resources. Our main focus has always been for at least the next 2 years is to increase and improve our open pit resources and the grade for those resources. So right now we're drilling some parts of Colomac Center, between Colomac North, Goldcrest, Grizzly Bear, 24, 27, we're getting a lot of good results out of that. So those are areas that we know we can improve and increase resources. Kim Cass, again, it's a historical non-compliant resource. We're doing all the work that needs to be done to validate and digitize that data so that it can basically be QA/QC'd and be brought into 43-101 compliance at the end of the year when we update our MRE. And Fishhook is the last one. I mean, that kind of came from nowhere, but it's a target that we liked based on some of the historical drilling that had been done and the core that we saw there. And that's an area that we're going to focus on in the second half of the year as well. We think Fishhook might be a little bit tight based on how much drilling we can get done and whether it kind of passes 43-101 compliance. But we're hoping that we can add some open pit resources from Fishhook at the end of the year when we update our models. But, we'll see. But between Colomac Center and Kim Cass, we're fairly confident that we'll hit some of our, key targets or milestones for where we want our resources to be at the end of the year.
Okay, so a lot of drill results to come and an updated resource at the end of the year. Just as a quick note, if anybody wants more information on any of these targets, please feel free to email Shad or myself, and we can dive into some of these targets more on an individual basis with Kayvon. But Kayvon, just a quick question before I get you out of here. When it comes to cash in the bank, the company did announce early on in July that you closed a $27 million bought deal financing. What's the budget going to be, and do you have the cash to satisfy it?
Sure. So the money that we raised, first of all, that was an upsized deal. We kind of had to limit it so that, you know, we look out for our shareholders. We don't want to over-dilute them or anything like that. But we will finish our 70 to 80,000 meter drill program at the end of the year, and we'll be left with a healthy balance of cash at the end of the year. I think that number will be around $10 to $12 million when our programs are done as of December 31. So that's enough to carry us through the next the first 4 or 5 months of the year in 2022 and allow us to open up the camp. Obviously, we're an exploration company, so we will have to raise additional funds when we start looking at our 2022 campaign in more detail. But the cash that we have on hand right now will see us for the next, will see us through for the next year or so.
Okay. Kayvon, appreciate the update. Again, if you have any follow-up questions or want us to dive into any of these targets that are being drilled, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will happily get those answered for you. Kayvon, keep us up to date on future news, please, because, yeah, you guys have a major drill program. Very interesting to follow along, and already some good results that we have seen return this year. Kayvon, thank you for your time. Keep in touch on the back of more news, please.
Thanks for having me, guys.